Hello.
Hey, Armando, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Flash.
All right, what's good?
Oh, no, I was calling you back on the expected time you were calling, that you were asking me. Were you able to speak with your wife in regards to this?
Yeah. She basically said do whatever I want, so I guess
okay.
I'm doing whatever I want. Let's do it.
All right. Well, Armando, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we're going to be representing you properly, what I'm going to have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 956 area code 884-8768, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 98 Moore Road. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and then that's also in the zip code of 78516, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then Armando, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Salazar.
How do I spell that? Oh, Salazar?
Correct.
Okay, and that's S-A-L-A-Z-A-R?
Correct.
All right, and what would be the best email address to use for your company?
It would be, hold on.
Yep.
Marquis, it will be M-A-R.
Uh-huh.
Q-U-I-Z.
Okay.
Salazar.
All right.
1995@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, so I have Marquis Salazar 1995@yahoo.com.
All right.
Okay, and then what would be the hours of operation that you would like your business shown?
Seven thirty to 8 p.m.
7:30 to 8. All right, long hours. I like that. Okay. All right. And then is that Monday through Friday, 7 days a week?
7 days.
7 days. Okay. All right. I like that too. Perfect. Perfect. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
Cash and checks.
Cash and checks only right now?
Only, yeah. I don't do no bank credit cards yet.
Understood. Understood. Okay. All right. And then would you, now did you have any other forms of media out there for the business, like social media-wise, like a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that?
Well, I don't have a Facebook, so it's really just, actually, I have a Facebook page that I don't know how to get on, but yeah, I have it. I have a Facebook
okay.
page, yeah.
Okay, well, my technicians will be able to help you get on that as well. Okay, we just like to double check if you do have one out there. That way we know if we need to build you one, we can help you with that if needed. Okay, and also that's why I do ask. And then also, Armando, if we need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you would have with us, how would you prefer us to reach it? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
All three is fine.
All three? Any of the above? Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And then what I'm going to be doing for you right now is sending you over some contact information. It's going to fall into your inbox in the form of a text message. You're going to have my direct phone number, and then you're going to have client support's number on the same email. You're going to notice at the top of the email, it's going to be client support's number. As you scroll down, you're going to see my number above my Google credentials. Okay? That way, each and every time you try to call in, you'll be able to reach a live agent each and every time you try to call in case you need anything changed or adjusted.
Okay, okay.
All right, and it does show me that the email sent over to you successfully. Okay, now the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the $249, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for you?
Debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
No, it's my wife's name.
It's your wife's name. Okay. And you do have all three. Okay. And then the card.
Yeah.
Normally it reads with a 16 digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat the numbers starting from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right. It's 5275.
Okay.
1500.
Wait, I'm sorry. 5275. 1500?
15, yeah, 1500.
Okay.
5751.
Okay.
5351.
And the expiration month and year?
03/27.
And the little code that's on the back?
064.
064. And is that car connected to the 98 Moore Road address?
No. I don't think so, no. No.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
Like the zip code 78537.
78537. And is that still in Alamo?
No, that was I think it was, I got it delivered, it was to 11th Street, Donna, Texas, something like that. 10th Street, something like that, yeah. Let me check.
Yeah, because I would need the billing address just so we can put that on file here, but it is hidden.
I think it was 505 South 13th Street. Oh, it's hidden, you said?
Yes, it's hidden. It's not shown.
Let me see. Try 505. I'm gonna have to call. It's because the house was, we lived in it around a year ago. That's where they delivered this car to. You want to give me a call back or in a minute? Oh, hold on, you text me.
Okay, yeah. Let me finish this real quick, and let me see if that will allow me to do that. But I don't think it will. But just give me one second here. Yeah, but if you want to text her to just double check here. Okay, perfect. And then what I'm going to be doing right now while you do text her is I'm going to go over a voice verification. It's about 90 seconds long. It goes over the service agreement with Local Splash, and it reads as follows. Okay, it says,
all right.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Gutter Guys.
Thank you very much. And please state the name and your name and title within your business.
Armando Salazar, Gutter Installer.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important. Oh, and I'm sorry, you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
If I'm other, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then also, it is important you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, do you agree to... my computer just froze. Now, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, in a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be August 4th, 2022. It will be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for Platinum Package Service. When the term is completed, when the second month term is completed, your agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 4th, and it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. Like I said earlier in the phone call, that rate will never change or go up on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are going to be running the 249. I'll let you know if that does go through with the address. But if it does go through during the client interview, they'll just have you update the address during the client interview. Okay, so let me go ahead and try to run that right now. If it doesn't go through, we will need that. We will need the address. But let me go ahead and just give it a shot real quick.
What street are you trying?
I tried the 98 Moore Road.
For the bank card. No, that's not gonna.
Okay, yeah, it didn't go through.
No. It's gonna be 505 10th Street. Just try, I don't know if it's 10th or 11th Street. One of those streets.
10th or 11th? Okay, let me try. Let me see here.
Try 505 10th Street.
Okay, and what city is that?
Donna, Texas.
Donna. All right, give me a sec here. And the zip code is 98537?
78537.
Oh, 78537. 78537. Okay, all right, give me a second here. Let me try that.
All righty. Yes, ma'am? Texas. Did it come up?
That's what it's still pulling up right now. Just give me a sec here.
Yeah, I think it was 505 something.
It's making me do it all by hand. I can't just copy and paste it, so that's why I'm just trying to take in a minute. So give me a sec. 78537. 505 South 10th Street, Donna, Texas, 78537. Update. And let me see if that works. Give me one second here. And then just let me verify the card number. It's 5275-1500 or 5751-6351.
6361.
6361. That's why it didn't come up. Okay. 6361. And then through March of 27 and 064?
Yeah. 03-27-0-064, and the 16 digit is 5275-1500-5751-6361.
Gotcha. All right. So I'll let you know if they will be processing that right now. Give me a second here. All right. Shows like they are processing it. So the 505 South 10th Street did work. So give me a moment here while I just wait for the other confirmation. And I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. Armando, the payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. You made a very smart decision on your behalf today for your company. It's going to be something that we make you very happy with. Armando, like I said, just wait. Make sure you give it that full two-month time frame, and I can make sure that you're going to come back to us as a happy client. I can tell you that. But I do need to provide you with one more thing before we disconnect. That is with your invoice and your client in your username for your client dashboard. Now, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line or your text messages?
Let's see. Okay.
Email preferably.
Yeah. Because on email will be better?
Yeah, email will be better because it says a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email. Or I'm sorry. It says local Splash initial invoice in the email itself.
Where are you? Hold on. Now there we go, Mel.
Okay, so did you get a text message? Did you get a text message from me?
Yeah, I got the text. I didn't get no.
Okay, you can do it through the text messages as well as extra stuff through the text messages. But go ahead and it says a copy on your text messages. It says a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. So go ahead and click that for me.
payments.
And that's going to take you to another page. At the top is the local splash terms of experience.
Where I click on the I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer and the credit card, this and that.
Yes. You check that box right there, and then at the very bottom you would sign your name, Armando, and Salvatore, and then capital A and capital S for your first and your last name. But once you confirm it, that's going to lock you into that discounted rate of $249, and it's also going to take you to another page that says local splash username and passwords. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay, username and password.
The username, that's going to be phone number, your phone number first. So area code first, excuse me. So 596-884-8768. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview, and I'm going to be setting you up for that right now. Now, unfortunately, it is 15 minutes past the date, so I'm not going to be able to get you in until tomorrow. But tomorrow, I don't have any other available agents to speak with today, but I can get you in tomorrow. What time would work best for you tomorrow, Armando? Morning, mid-afternoon, or afternoon?
Okay, reframe that. Trying to get me in where to?
It's a client interview. So basically, that's when you're called from our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going with you the keyword content with you, just crossing the T's and dotting the I's and getting the correct information to build the website properly and to make sure that we have all the information correct so we're representing you properly overall.
Oh, I see. So you ran out of time, so we're going to have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately, we just had 16 people that signed up in different areas today. So all of our agents are booked out for the rest of the day, but I can get you signed up. I can get you a call tomorrow, but what time works best for you?
Okay, all right. Look, try calling me at 9 in the morning tomorrow.
9 in the morning. Okay, that would be 7 o'clock our time right when you step in the office. So give me a sec here.
Oh, sure. You're 2 hours
behind you. So you're right now. It's 10:17 where we are.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that spot just got taken. Oh my gosh. Would I be able to do it at 10 a.m. for you tomorrow? An hour later.
10 a.m. Yeah. All right. 10 sounds good. 10 sounds good.
Okay. We'll be respectful of your time here as well. But like I said, that's where we go over getting the pictures over to us to start building the website, keyword content, and all that other stuff. So give me one second here. Armando, I'm going to be sending you over this calendar invite as well as the invoice. So, let me know. And did you go ahead and confirm the signature already?
Yeah. I'm in the username part.
Okay, yeah, so the username is going to be your phone number, area code first, 956-884-8768.
You're going to send me up for tomorrow.
Yes, sir. The client interview, the agent that's giving you the interview tomorrow is going to be setting you up for that.
Alrighty. Well, I'll expect to talk from you guys.
Absolutely. And give me one more second here while I get that sent over to you, Armando. That way I can make sure that you got it. It's just going to be the calendar invite. It's very important I get that sent over to you. This will be sent over to you here in the next few moments. So when you do accept it, go ahead and accept the invite through your email. But other than that, that is the only requirement that we do have from you today, Armando. But before my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime in regards to services?
No, I mean, just, that's about it, sir. I'll keep in touch with you or just call me tomorrow at 10.
We're going to be keeping in touch, but, like I said, we're going to call you tomorrow, but like I said, if you have any comments or concerns about the client interview, call in to us. You have our number. We just want to make sure that it's working for you. Alrighty?
Alright, sounds good.
Alright, thank you for your time, Armando. I definitely appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
Alrighty, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.